It is good to know that no matter what you're doing today, you're not walking by yourself. It's good to know that no matter what you're faced with today, you're not walking by yourself. It's good to know that there is your Creator who takes a vested interest in your life and in your day, and He's provided answers for you. That is your truth for today. So everything else, forget everything else, and remember that. Hang on to that truth and know that that is your truth for today. And then be listening to hear what Jesus has to say for you, because that's the other thing. Jesus does speak to us. He communicates with us. He's always sharing with us. He always has words of encouragement, words of life. He always has words to strengthen us. And who better to speak words of encouragement, direction, counsel, comfort? Who better to speak to us than Jesus, who knows what's coming today? He knows your heart. He knows what you're feeling. He knows the things that you've gone through. He knows the things you're going to face today. Who better to speak to you? And He's speaking to us every single day of our life. He's speaking to us. And as we learn to hear His voice and learn to hear from Him, all that does is just strengthen us. You know, when you can hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you, when you know that Jesus is preparing you or telling you things that are going to be of benefit to you for the day, boy, it just helps you to know, if you're telling me these things to strengthen and encourage me, I can overcome whatever the day brings. I can overcome it in you, because you've already overcome it for me. You know, one of the great examples of learning to hear His voice as He speaks to us. In the Old Testament, I spent a number of weeks last month looking at how we hear from the New Testament examples of Simeon and Ananias. But there's another example that we see from the Old Testament, and this is perhaps the most familiar example to us, and that's the story of Samuel. And in 1 Samuel chapter 3, we do see Samuel's story. And in 1 Samuel chapter 3, we know that in those early verses, when you look, it says, "Now Samuel was a boy," verse number 1, "Samuel was a boy ministering to the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were infrequent." So not a lot of communication going on between God and His people. Not that God's not speaking, but there's not a lot of ears that we're trained to hear, and that's true today as well. "It happened at that time as Eli was lying down in his place, now his eyesight had begun to grow dim, and he could not see well, and the lamp of God had not yet gone out." That's talking about the lamp of God that's actually there in the tent of meeting, or in the tabernacle. "It had gone out in the temple of the Lord where the Ark of the Covenant was. That the Lord called Samuel, and he said, and Samuel said, 'Here I am, the Lord.' And then he ran to Eli and said, 'Here I am. You called me.' But he answered, 'I did not call you. Lie down again.' So he went to lay down. The Lord called him yet again, 'Samuel.' So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here I am. You called me.' But he answered, 'I did not call you, my son. Lie down again.' Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, no, nor had the word of the Lord yet been revealed to him." So Samuel's hearing the voice of the Lord calling to him, but he's not recognizing what it is. You know, this is so much, man, so many times this is exactly where we live. And this is the point we need to get beyond in our lives. Because God is speaking to Samuel. And Samuel is hearing what God is speaking, but because he had not heard the voice of the Lord before, he had not learned to recognize the voice of the Lord. He heard the Lord, but he just thought that it was Eli speaking to him. "Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor had the word of the Lord yet been revealed to him." Look, you have the word of the Lord. You know Jesus Christ. If you're listening to me, there's probably a 98% chance that you are saved, that you have turned your heart over to Jesus Christ. You've given your life to Him. You have that born-again experience. That being the case, if you're not, call us, because we want you to be walking in that. But that being the case, since the vast majority of us, if you're listening to me, have that born-again experience with Jesus Christ, you know Jesus. You know the Lord. You know Him already. "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord." You do. Nor had the word of the Lord yet been revealed to him. You have the word, Jesus Christ, who is the word. You have Jesus revealed to you. So Samuel did not yet learn to recognize that voice. He heard the voice, but he didn't yet recognize it. And that was common back then. Now Samuel, give Samuel credit, he was listening. listening enough to the Lord and knowing to listen to the Lord. Remember, Samuel was dedicated to the Lord because Samuel's mom had asked for the Lord. She had been barren, and she said that she would dedicate her firstborn child to the Lord. And supernaturally, God gave her Samuel. She brought Samuel to Eli and gave him to Eli to serve the Lord. So Samuel is here with Eli, and Eli's training him in the things of serving the Lord. He's there in the temple, the tabernacle. He's there serving the Lord. He's learning the things of the Lord. So he is learning to have a sense of expectation for the Lord. And because of that, he's now ready, even as a young boy, he's ready to hear because there's a sense of expectation. He's ready to hear. He hadn't recognized the voice of the Lord yet, but he's ready to hear. And so because he's ready to hear, he heard the voice of the Lord. Didn't recognize yet it was the Lord, but heard the voice of the Lord. This is that critical point. It's that critical on the fulcrum. It's right there where you're balanced. Which way are you going to go? Because so often what tends to happen is, oh, that's just me. And that's what Samuel did. Samuel just assumed it was Eli. So many times you are hearing Jesus Christ speaking to you. Now you can say, oh, I don't hear from Jesus. Well, you don't recognize it, but you do. Oh, no, Todd, I've never heard from Jesus. Yes, you do. I mean, it's not even something you can dispute. In John chapter 10, Jesus tells us that he is the shepherd, and the sheep hear his voice. He didn't say sometimes they hear the voice. He didn't say some sheep hear the voice. He said he is the shepherd, the good shepherd, and the sheep hear his voice, and they know him. That means when you became born again, you were created as a new creation in Jesus Christ. Part of that new creation, in the same way that you were born with ears. And you were born with the physical ability to hear things in this natural realm. Well, when you were born again, as a new creation, part of that new creation, you were born with spiritual ears. The ability to hear the voice of Jesus Christ speaking to you. And he made it clear that he speaks to us. And that his sheep hear his voice. And they know him. So you're hearing Jesus. It's just a matter of, have I gotten to the place where I've learned to understand, to recognize his voice and understand him? And this is exactly where we see Samuel. He's at the point, that critical point. Now, he did not yet know the Lord, nor had the word of the Lord yet been revealed to him. So he's hearing the Lord, but he doesn't recognize it. So what's Samuel going to do? Well, we see that verse number 8 says, so the Lord called Samuel again for the third time, and he arose and he went to Eli and he said, here I am, for you called me. Then Eli discerned that the Lord was calling to the boy. See, Samuel himself heard the voice, but he didn't recognize or know or understand that it was the Lord that was calling him. However, Eli, this third time, Eli recognized, oh, the Lord's speaking to him. And so in verse 9, Eli said to Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you shall say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. So now Samuel is equipped. Now Samuel knows that's the voice of the Lord you're hearing. And now Samuel has that expectation to hear the voice of the Lord again. And now he knows to respond, and he knows to say, here I am, Lord. Here I am. I'm listening. Jesus is speaking to you today. He is. He's speaking to you today. Like Samuel, too often we've not yet learned to recognize that voice. And so oftentimes we think, oh, that's just my own thoughts. Oh, that's my own mind. And yet Jesus is giving you guidance. And let me put it this way. So often Jesus gives us guidance. And we give it no credibility. We give it no credence because we haven't learned to recognize that it's his voice. So many times you get a thought. How many times have you had a thought in your life where you said you did something and after you did it and it didn't work out, you said, you know, I knew better than to do that. How'd you know better to do that? How did you know? Because you'd heard the voice of the Lord. You just didn't recognize that it was the Lord. But he was telling you, giving you advice, giving you direction, giving you counsel. And after the fact, when you saw that it failed, you said, I knew not to do that. Why did I do that? I knew not to. That is you recognizing the voice of the Lord. See, once Eli identified to Samuel, that is the Lord speaking to you. So you go back and you lay down. In other words, you go back to the place where you heard the Lord before. You go back there because it shows the Lord, I'm ready, I'm here. And then when you hear the voice of the Lord speaking to you again, here's what you say. Samuel, When he says, when he speaks, you say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." That's the place where Samuel, when he was at that place, he didn't recognize the voice of the Lord. But now, it's identified to him that it is the voice of the Lord. Now, he has to go back and he's got to be prepared to listen. And then when he hears the Lord, he has to respond. Boy, this is so good for you and I. Because now that you know, I mean, think about this today. Now that you know, and you can't dispute the fact because you'd be arguing the word. It's not me. I'm just telling you what the word says. When Jesus says in John chapter 10 that we are his sheep, he is the good shepherd, and his sheep hear his voice, and they know him. Okay, it's indisputable. It's not me suggesting this. This is not me saying this is my belief. This is what Jesus himself said. So he is speaking to you, and you are hearing him. Now we just have to know that it's his voice. I can't recognize that. Yes, you can, because Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice." So now that you're armed with that knowledge, and you know that today Jesus is speaking to you, now do the same thing that we see Samuel did. Eli told Samuel, "Go back and lay down. Go back to the place." Look, you don't have to go to a designated spot. But just go back in your mind and think about the things that you've heard that you thought were your own mind. Just be ready. Be prepared. Go back just means go back to the place to be ready. So just be ready today. Today, this very day, not tomorrow, today. Even as we're done with the program today at 9:30, you can even do it now. I'm just saying when your focus is on it, just be ready. Be prepared to hear from him, because know that you're hearing from him. You are. You're hearing from him right now. You just haven't learned to discern his voice. And then since you know that, be prepared to hear from him. Then when you hear something in your own, because he speaks to you in your spirit, you have the reason he can speak to you more directly than he could even to Samuel is because he's got a direct line to you. Because when you got saved, the Holy Spirit came to dwell within you. And the Holy Spirit is always. This is the Spirit of God. So because the Holy Spirit is in you, you are always tied directly to the spiritual realm. He has direct access. His Spirit dwells within your spirit. So the Spirit of God is speaking to your spirit directly. And then your soul, which is your mind, your thoughts, hears that. And that's why it sounds like it's, well, that's just my thought. Yeah, it's your brain, your mind, your soul hearing his Spirit speak to your spirit. Your soul hears that, and it sounds like your voice. When you expect that, you know what, I'm hearing from God, and I know I'm hearing from Jesus. Then all of a sudden you realize, where did that thought come from? That makes sense. Where did that come from? If you expect and you listen, you will be able in your very own soul, your mind, to hear the things that he is saying to you in the spirit. So have that preparation. That's what Samuel did. He went back, he laid down, here I am. Here's where you spoke to me before, Lord, so here I am, ready to hear from you. And then when you hear that, expect to hear it today. And when you hear his voice, say, "Here I am, Lord." Just say the same thing that Samuel said. "Speak, Lord." When you hear him speaking, just acknowledge. "Thank you, Jesus." You know, just this morning as I was getting ready, boom, I wasn't thinking about this in particular, but God gave me a thought. It kind of answered a question that I had. I didn't know what to do with this one thing. Boom, this thought appeared, and I said, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." Because I knew that was him speaking to me. It's acknowledging that you're hearing from him. Be prepared to hear from him and then have the same response that Samuel did. Acknowledge God. That's what Samuel did. Samuel just acknowledged God. "Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening." When I said, "Thank you, Jesus," I let Jesus know, "I'm listening. I'm listening, and I thank you for it." This is your reality for today. It's your reality. Expect it. And you know what? When you expect it and when it happens, tell someone else about it. Let us know about it as well so we can praise God together.